He says we do not sin if we're His children. Or at least we don't practice sinning. We keep ourselves from evil. And then the evil, wicked, or the cruel one cannot touch us. This is written in God's Word, isn't it? Since it's written in His Word, and let's go to that Psalms 138:2, and let's look and see how powerful and what God does with His Word. I want you to see how powerful this Word is in Psalms 138:2. I will worship toward your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you have magnified your Word above all your names. Now that He's magnified His Word above what? Is all the names of God pretty powerful? I mean, He tells us who He is and all those names. But His Word is magnified above His names. You think this book is forever, ever settled in heaven? In fact, in John 10:34, I believe it is, let's go to John 10:34 right quick and let's see what that says. John 10:34. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law? Is it not written in your law? I have said you are gods." Now wait a minute. What does He mean? He's talking to men. Is that what that says? Is it not written? Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law? I said..." Who's I said? He's I am God. I said, you're gods. Wait a minute. I had a young man call me one day and said, "Thurman, I got a question." He said there was a man, a friend of mine, just walked in and he said he was just listening to Kenneth Copeland. And Kenneth Copeland said we were gods. He said, "I turned him off. I won't ever listen to him again." He said he's coming out here talking to me. He said, "You know, this guy Copeland, he's lost it. He says we're gods." And he said, "What do you think about this?" He said, "Man, I don't know." But he said, "Let me call Thurman." He called me and said, "What do you think about this?" I said, "Well, I won't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but I'll let the Word of God answer itself." But I said, "Let me tell you, Kenneth Copeland ain't crazy. He knows what he's talking about." I said, "Let's go to Psalms 82:6 and let's see what the Scripture says." Let's go back to Psalms 82:6, for Jesus said here, "You are gods." Psalms 82:6, "I have said, you are gods, and all of your children are the Most High." Isn't that amazing? "I have said, you are gods." So what does Jesus call men and women on this earth? He calls us gods. You notice it's a little g. But He made us and gave us dominion and power on this earth. And He made us in His likeness and His image. And we're supposed to be walking as the gods of this world. You and I are. He has given us dominion and power. And we're His children, so we should act like He does. We shouldn't act like a bunch of heathens. We shouldn't get upset at each other and scream and holler and cuss and do all the stuff we do and sleep around and everything. We're supposed to be children of God. So if children of God starts acting like the devil, what do you think the devil's going to do when we step out into his camp? We're up here on this platform with God, and all this out here is rattlesnakes. And I'm up here, I'm safe. Them rattlesnakes can't get me. But I say, "Oh, well, I think I'll walk to the back." And walk through these critters. What do you think the chances are of me getting to the back without getting bit? I'm telling you, if I go to walking through the rattlesnakes and start stepping on them things, they might be laying there perfectly content, but I step on one of them's tail or step on one right behind the head, guess what he's going to do to me? He's going to bite me. Sure he is. He's going to retaliate. That's what they do. So when you walk in the devil's camp, that's what happens. These demons, they attacked us. And they make us sick and afflict us. But the Lord says right there, "I have said you are gods and all of your children are the Most High." Now who called us gods? God did. He's the one who wrote the book, right? So, out of Psalms 82:6, let's go back now to John 10:34. John 10:34, where he says here, and Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law? I have said you are gods." Is it written in the law? Psalms, that's where it was. And let's see what the next verse says. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. You think this book is forever settled in heaven? It's sealed. Somebody said, I believe it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Nope. If God said it, it don't make no difference whether you believe it or not. It's settled in heaven. What he said's going to happen. You and me are going to be judged, or we're going to be rewarded according to these promises written in this book. And if we obey him, he promises to bless our socks off. If we don't obey him, he promises to make us sick and afflict us. Well, who are these guys that are going to make us sick and afflict us? Satan and his host of demons. If there's anybody I don't want in my camp, ma'am, it's Satan and his host of demons. I want them out there somewhere else, don't you? Well, how am I going to keep them out there? How am I going to keep the devil and the demons out there? That's exactly right. Let's go to Psalms 91 under the law, and let's look and see what the Lord told us. The first thing he told us to do. You know, we've been talking all day about putting God first under the new covenant. Love the Lord thy God and all this stuff. Psalms 91, verse 1. Psalms 91. Okay. Verse 1. We still got Psalms 18. We got 18 on there. There we go. Psalms 91, 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, I guess I might ask the question. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. This platform is a secret place of the Most High. How am I going to dwell up here? Can I dwell up there when I'm out here? How am I going to dwell up there? I'm going to get up here. I'm coming up here and I'm going to stay up here. I ain't going out there in the world. So I'm going to read His Word. I'm going to worship Him. As I go through my daily chores, I'm going to be praising Him, worshiping Him, tell Him how much I love Him, and all those things. I'm going to be dwelling with Him. And He says, "If he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." So as long as I'm there, Bill, I'm up here, I'm dwelling with Him, I'm worshiping Him, I'm riding to Abilene, I'm talking to Him. I'm listening to His Word. I'm praising Him. I'm dwelling in that secret place, ain't I? That's where you're at, right? That's right. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He's my God. In Him will I trust. That don't make a difference whether you're in the barbershop, the grocery store, or Home Depot, or whatever you are. I was in Home Depot here a while back, and two men had black shirts on with white crosses on the back, said, "Jesus is Lord." I thought, wow. I want to find out who these guys are. Run over and tap one of them on the back. And he turned around and he said, "Thurman Scrivener." I said, "Wow." I said, "Sir, I'm sorry. I don't know you." He said, "Well, I will never forget you." I said, "Well, what did I do?" He said, "5 years ago, you came over to my house. I had a 5-year-old son having seizures every day, sometimes several a day. You told my wife and I to straighten our act up and get right with God. You'd cast these demons of hell out of my 5-year-old son." He said, "We ain't never heard nothing like this in our life. We repented. We got right with God." Said, "You cast the demons out of my son." And said, "For 5 years, my son's now 10 years old. He ain't had not one seizure in the last 5 years. He said, "I won't never forget you." Now see, that's where we're all supposed to be living. It's not just for Thurman. This is for children of God. We're supposed to, he said, "I will say of the Lord." See, these boys wasn't ashamed to say. They had a shirt on that says, "Jesus is Lord." Yeah. Well, it inspired me to find out who these boys were. I said, after they told me that, I said, "Well, why do you wear these shirts?" He said, "Because of what you did at my house that day. And the miracle God did for us." My friend and I, we take evenings and Saturdays, and everybody in the church or anybody else, especially elderly women and men that can't do their own things for themselves, we go to their houses, we change light bulbs, we unstop drains, we do anything we can for these people, and we do it all free just because we love Jesus. He said, "All that happened because you spoke what you did that day and my 5-year-old son got healed. I won't never be able to pay Jesus back for what he done for my 5-year-old son." But he said, "He used you to do that for me." That'll change a guy's life forever, won't it? That make Jesus become a little more real to you? Yes, it does. I mean, Jesus is very real. But you know, just like another woman in Home Depot, one day I'm in there and she walks up to me. They're getting some stuff off a shelf. She, "Oh, Thurman." I said, "Hi, how are you doing?" I knew who she was. She said, "My brother's having a problem. Would you pray for him?" I said, "Sure, what's his name?" I said, "What's the problem?" She told me the name, told me the problem. I just laid my hand upon her shoulder, closed my eyes, said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for her brother so-and-so." I began to pray and rebuke the devil and do all the things I did. And when I opened my eyes, she was as red as a beet. I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "I had no idea you was going to do this publicly in front of everybody in Home Depot." Well, I said, "I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed of my God. Are you? I will say of the Lord." Hey, if you're ashamed of Him, forget it. Don't come ask Him for nothing. Don't say, "Well, I'll tell you what, ma'am, if you'll come around behind the corner over here, come around, you know, where there ain't nobody watching, where we can be," and I'll quietly, gently voice this little prayer, and we'll see what God will do. I can just see the King now. "Oh, you make me sick." You see where I'm coming from? It's time we need to be bold for the King. If we want to walk in divine health, you've got to do it God's way. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He's my fortress, He's my God, and Him will I trust." Just like me in the barber shop the other day. I'm talking to all of them. You know, that girl, she was amazed when I said, "I said, you're a Christian?" "Well, yeah." "You go to church?" "No." I said, "You're a rebellious Christian then, aren't you?" I said, "Anybody in the place love Jesus? Anybody here go to church?" Nobody said a word. That tells me that, I hate to say it, but the day that the Lord comes again, that's just like the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins, only 5 of the 10 of the church was ready in that story. When He came again, 10 of them was there. They supposedly all loved Him, but 5 of them didn't carry enough oil. And so they had to go down and get oil. And so the ones that had plenty, the ones that were serving Him, He came and He took those 5 with Him. And He locked the wedding door.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.